Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia, and we're going to do things a little bit different today. This will conclude our 12 days of Christmas, and I've had so much fun. We've had so many great guests on the show, and just so excited. So this holiday season, just remember the message I was telling you guys, give love on Christmas Day and just be forgiven. I really do feel like a lot of times we forget about forgiveness of people, and we have to do that and move on. So in honor of that and everything with Steve Harvey, you know, everything happens for a reason, guys. So just remember on Christmas Day to give love, and always remember Jesus is the reason for the season. And to top this all off, give love on Christmas Day, here is one of my favorite songs, Christmas songs ever, Give Love on Christmas Day. It is a remake featuring Johnny Gill. So here we go.
Mm-hmm. got me in the spirit. Jordan, so how are you going to give love on Christmas Day?
I don't know.
Well, I know. We're just going to thank God for Jesus Christ and thank Jesus for being the reason for the season. I think we tend to forget about that a lot. Don't you think so, Jordan, that too many people think about just getting gifts and they don't really understand why we celebrate Christmas, and we do celebrate it because of the birth of Jesus Christ. So don't you feel like the attention is almost getting off of Jesus and more on gifts sometimes?
No.
You don't think so? Because I know a lot of even some atheists celebrate Christmas, and I feel like, well, my opinion, I don't think we reiterated the reason for Christmas enough, so hopefully we'll do that. But, you know, let's always give love on Christmas Day, and we've been talking a lot about forgiveness. So, Jordan, do you have any quick thoughts about the Steve Harvey situation? What would you say? What did you think about the situation?
I can't really say because I wasn't paying attention to it.
Yeah, but don't you think they were kind of overreacting on Steve Harvey like he did the worst thing ever? Don't you think they were doing a little bit too much?
No.
Why not?
So he should have read it off the paper. Even though it was too small, he should have had glasses even though he couldn't see.
But everyone makes mistakes, and I feel like, of course, I don't think he would do that on purpose now. So I feel like they were doing a little bit over-exaggerating. So, yeah. I still love Steve Harvey, but actually good things do come out of bad situations. I know you know that even Miss Columbia, she said herself that this actually, she said she wasn't crowned, you know, queen for a reason, because she's actually, I think, getting more attention than Miss Philippines now, and they've both becoming bigger. Because think about it, like if that situation didn't happen, I wouldn't have even known that they even had the award show that it was on. I don't think too many people cared about it until that situation. So I think it really helped them out. Do you?
No.
Of course, Jordan. Of course. So, anyway, so where are you going
nobody
to be for Christmas?
Nobody still care about it.
You said what?
Nobody care about it. Just making jokes about it. They don't care about that for real. They're just making jokes.
Yeah, but they're just going a little bit too overboard. But at least I think more people, Steve Harvey's getting more famous too. So it's actually a win-win situation for everybody, and hopefully that. So, what do you know what y'all doing for Christmas?
No.
Oh, you're not going to be lonely, are you?
No, I'm going to be playing Call of Duty.
Don't tell me you're going to be by yourself for Christmas, Jordan.
No, you're not going to be by yourself for Christmas.
No, no, no. My brother and sister's here, so I'll be, you know, with them and just probably watching Christmas movies. And I definitely want to go to the movies. There's so many coming out, and I'm going to talk about the movies after this song. Here is another Christmas classic that I love, and it's by The Emotions. Now, if you are going to be lonely for Christmas, this is one of the songs you maybe don't want to listen to, but remember, you're never alone. You always have God, and you know, go out. You know what I mean? Don't be, if you don't have any family around, you know, just thank God for being here and just go to the movies, go out. Don't stay at home alone because you're really busy. Well, I don't recommend that. Wait, is the strip club even open on Christmas?
Probably is.
Well, if you want to go to the strip club, go. Like I said, I don't recommend it, but do you? Or, you know, go to the movies. There's a lot of good movies coming out, and I'm going to tell you about a few of those after this song. Here is The Emotions, one of my favorite Christmas songs, What Do the Lonely Do? Jordan, what do the lonely do at Christmas?
You asking me?
Yeah, what do the lonely do?
I don't know.
Well, again, I really do love that song. It's probably not good for Christmas, but I still love it. What do the lonely do by the Emotions? And if you are going to be lonely on Christmas, bless your heart. I will be praying for you, and I hope that everything will be going well. But what you should do is go to like me, because I'm probably going to be at the movies all day. I know you're not, Jordan. Ain't that about right?
Yeah, I'm going to be on Call of Duty all day.
But you can do that any day. Why don't you be in the Christmas spirit, you know? What do you usually do on Christmas, though, for real?
Nothing.
Do you get presents?
No, I don't care for it.
Aw, have some spirit. Why do I feel like 80% of your life is just spent being bored?
Who, for me?
Yeah, you seem like 80% of your
life
is just
spent
being bored.
Right now,
you said
until
what?
I got out of Alabama. I said right now it is until I get out of Alabama.
Wow.
Anybody
you know,
in Alabama? Anybody in Alabama can tell you Alabama born. They don't like you here.
So I basically shouldn't go to college there, right? Because I got accepted to University of Alabama.
I don't care where you go.
Well, yeah. So for those of you who need something to do on Christmas, the movies is definitely the spot. This is actually, I think this is almost the best movies that have come out during the holiday season. I know last year we had Annie and Unbroken, but some really great ones are coming out. And actually, for those of you who've been waiting like me, The Big Short starring Brad Pitt and Ryan Gosling, that actually comes out today. So you guys can go see it today or wait till tomorrow, Christmas, your choice, but it comes out today. Basically, when four outsiders saw what the big banks, media, and government refused to, the global collapse of the economy, they had an idea, The Big Short. Their bold investment leads them into the dark underbelly of modern banking, where they must question everyone and everything. And this, again, is based off a true story. I wonder how did they see this coming with the whole economy going down, but that has to be really special. I heard it's a really, really great movie, so that comes out today. Again, starring Brad Pitt, Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell, Christian Bale. It's a good class, and it is rated R. So if you're under 18, you have to go see it with a parent. So,
that's
good
you.
Good movie.
That's you.
You know what? I am becoming the youngest in my group because, you know, Ambria and Vanessa are 18 now. I was like, y'all can go to the club. I can't. But, oh, well. Another movie. Now, this is one I definitely want to see. Concussion with Will Smith. I think that's going to be a phenomenal movie. I can't wait to go see that. Will Smith is a great actor, and I honestly can't wait to see that. It's already getting Oscar buzz, and he deserves it. It's those list of actors who don't have an Oscar, and it's that sad. He should have got one for doing Ali. Did you like them? Have you seen the movie Jordan, where Will Smith played Muhammad Ali?
Yes.
Wasn't that a good movie? I feel like he should have got an Oscar for that. But, of course, they seem to not like giving African-Americans Oscars unless they have a crappy role. Besides Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Hudson, they deserve their Oscars, but so many more deserve it. Also, another Oscar movie that is at the top, The Revenant, Leonardo DiCaprio. And I just had to backtrack. Jordan, you know what happened with Steve Harvey. Somebody said if he presented an award at the Oscars, Leonardo would have an Oscar. Isn't that so funny but so mean at the same time?
No, it's not funny at all.
It's not, but it's like, oh my gosh. I can't imagine what that feels like. But, you know, both of the girls, they were at an advantage. At least they both know what it feels like. They both know what it feels like to lose, and they both know what it feels like to win. So that's something truly special. And, The Revenant, actually, it has a limited release on Christmas Day, and its wide release is January 8th. So I'd probably have to see the wide release. But Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, that will be out Christmas too, so you guys can go see that as well. Great, great movie. And also, I know you guys, for the past days, we've been doing our countdown of our favorite Christmas classics, and the most famous probably Christmas song probably is This Christmas with Donny Hathaway. It's an amazing song, and the song I'm going to play next is one of my favorite covers of the song. It's by Ashanti on her Christmas album that came out 2003, Ashanti's Christmas, which to this day is still one of my favorite Christmas albums ever. So here is Ashanti with her version of This Christmas.
Mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This God is blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Point in time, but you always gotta love the original. And so that
they
was our show
Christmas.
For
today. They need to
you
have a Christmas. They need to have a hip hop Christmas version. Like somebody, somebody on track be like, "I'm drinking eggnog with my Henny. I'm so mean like a Grinch. I don't give out a penny."
Oh Lord, why don't you make it? That actually wasn't half bad. Do your own little version. Anyway, doesn't life seem to get more funner in the nighttime for some reason, or is it just me?
That's just me.
Because you ever, like, seriously, like, sometimes when it's almost, like, dark, like, when it's getting dark outside, or if it's, like, 3 or 4, it seems to get kind of boring. But in the nighttime, like, things do come alive in the nighttime, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be up all night.
I don't know, life seems better in the nighttime. I don't know why, but love life anyway. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to us on our 11th day. We have one more day tomorrow, and I'm so sad. I really don't want this to end. I really enjoyed these 12 days. You said what?
I'm glad it's going to end. Because once this is over, the only thing we're going to be talking about is me.
Oh, my gosh, Jordan. Get in the Christmas spirit. I actually need to get in the Christmas spirit. I don't feel so Christmassy. I think as you get older, that stuff starts to, like, not, I don't know. You know what I mean? Because when you're little, you're like, oh, yes, I can't wait to open up my presents. But now it's, like, not really in the spirit because it doesn't feel like Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out to all our Capricorns, too. I see how it begins.
Yeah, I know you're just ready for your birthday. Ain't you going to be 21?
I'm not going to say my age.
He's going to be 21, y'all. My gosh, he's getting old.
He's wrong.
Well, he's going to be 22 or 23, one of them.
He's wrong.
He's about to be 21.
I'm going to be 19, y'all.
Nope. Don't play that.
I'm gonna be 19.
What? Y'all, for those of you who don't know, Jordan is grown. Okay, he is really grown.
I'm 19. And yeah, just grown. 19.
You're not grown at 19, but you are when you hit 21. Well, anyway, tell everybody on Twitter and Instagram how they keep up with you.
It's kind of confusing, but it's that boy with an I, the B-O-I, for both.
Yes, so his Instagram and Twitter, that boy from N-Y, boy is so B-O-I, so that boy from N-Y. I love that name, though. Nice thing, and you can follow me. My name is at Miss Leah Page, M-S-L-I-A-P-A-I-G-E. And you can go to my website at ShaliaHolliman.com. That is ShaliaHolliman.com, ShaliaHolliman.com. And seeing
all the...
ShaliaHolliman.com, ShaliaHolliman.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at Ignite at Night. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. Jordan, are you going to be doing our Christmas Eve episode tomorrow? So chill with us tomorrow on Christmas Eve while we count down our favorite Christmas songs, our top three. And we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a great night.
Mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. Fireside is blazing bright, and we're caroling through the
together, we'll make this Christmas bright.
Shake a hand, shake.